We have Andy Parker. Andy, thanks so much for being with us. Good to have you.
Yeah, sure thing. I was standing at a tailgate yesterday, and everybody's phone went off, and it all had weather stuff on it, and then I felt all the eyeballs start to turn and stare at me as the phone. I said, I didn't do it. So.
Well, all right. There's a number of occasions where I didn't do it would be the appropriate response. So last we spoke, you warned us of really, really frigid wind chills coming up today, tomorrow, and I think into Wednesday. Let's kind of separate this into wind chills and frigid temperatures and then snowfall, if you please, sir.
Yeah, it's going to be that combo that ends up closing some schools, I think, as we get into tomorrow. Everybody's off today, but Tuesday and Wednesday are on the bubble. When we start looking at wind chills, it's going to be something that ends up below zero. So as we look at the air temperatures today, I believe we're hanging out just above or below 10 degrees. If you're in the southern tier, you're likely to be in the single digits. North towns still holding on to the double digits. The wind chills out there right now, we've got gusts up to 30 miles an hour. It feels from zero to minus five as you go across all of western New York. Now, tonight, the temperatures will sink into the single digits a little further. That takes wind chills down even further because the wind doesn't relax. It's going to continue to do what it's doing right now, today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, the daytime highs are going to be a little colder today. Just about everybody will be single digits. And with that wind out of the west at around 15 miles an hour, that sends your wind chills down minus 10 to minus 20. And that's where they'll be straight on through Wednesday afternoon.
Oh, that is just delightful. And then what happens after Wednesday afternoon?
After Wednesday, we start to see the wind shift direction. Instead of the northwest and west, it goes south. And that will actually pump our temperatures up, Tom, into the 20s. For Thursday and Friday.
Oh, be still once again, my heart. Now, what's this nonsense about snow?
The snow is already cranking in parts of the area. Last night, we had the snow that attacked the north towns, Newfane, Burke, a lot of places that you don't associate with 8 to 12 inches of snow, but that's exactly what happened. Anywhere from Wilson, Somerset, Barker, Appleton, Lindenville, Carlton, Kendall, all the way along the shoreline of Lake Ontario, if you're not familiar with any of that. A few miles inland, they had a huge hit, about 8 to 12 inches. Then it dropped off quickly. A kind of a bizarrely shaped lake effect band that swirled around because of the way it's called a mesovortex, a swirling low-pressure system that develops over the lake in these type of situations, and that's what clipped the shoreline of Lake Ontario. Left everybody else fairly untouched, kind of a flaky mist was what I would call the stadium yesterday. It wasn't a full-on snow, but it was kind of these small grain flakes that just kind of hung in the air and were more of an annoyance. And that's now banded out into these broken or multiple bands that are just now congealing into a single band of snow that is coming on shore anywhere from northeast, if you're familiar with the thruway down by Erie, Ripley, and Westfield, where the toll booths used to be. That's where it's coming in, and it goes through places like Portland, Stockton, South Dayton, Perrysburg, Gowanda, and it's being blown fairly rapidly horizontally, and that's a bigger deal. This is not just a friendly falling snow that stacks politely. This is a blowing and drifting variety, and it's blowing and drifting all the way into northern Allegheny County. This will continue to migrate northward into more southern Erie County and eventually the south towns and the city as we get to the evening hours tonight. As it does, it strengthens, intensifies, and creates whiteouts and very difficult travel conditions later in the evening.
So would you be so bold as to say that driving conditions later on this evening for those who are going out will be blizzard-like?
We'll call them whiteouts. I always hate to use the word blizzard unless it's going to happen because it's the last thing that we can hold on to as the top level. And so I always hate to dampen or diminish that. And I don't like to throw that out until it's totally necessary. But yeah, whiteouts without a doubt within the lake snow band at times.
WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney news time is 2:15, and our meteorologist Andy Parker is with us on the Trocare College WBEN live line on News Radio 930 WBEN. So let me ask you, as far as the northernmost limit of the extreme snow that you've just described over the course of the next several days.
Yeah, the pattern tonight is going to be squarely south of the city as we go through the evening hours. But then after it gets done, it'll run. I'll draw you a box. It mentally, from Buffalo, you take the thruway out to Batavia. You drop down the Warsaw. Then you come back down 20A all the way to the lake, maybe to Silver Creek. That's going to be the box where you're going to find the heaviest snow. It may not reside over one location the entirety, but if you have any activity that's going to take you inside that box, that's where you're going to find the heaviest snow. There's an opportunity that as this makes its jog north, that it brushes the city, and that would mean that on a diagonal, that would include Chickawaga, the airport, Williamsville, Clarence, straddling the thruway either side of that. So you're not out of the woods just because you're not a south town. You may find some of this blowing snow affecting areas like Sloan and Kenmore, even up towards Cleveland Drive. And so people don't consider that the south towns, but that diagonal that goes through the city could clip those communities tonight. It looks like it will then sink back into the south towns, spend a lot of time dumping snow on Hamburg, Orchard Park, East Aurora, Colden, Holland, Eden, Derby, Angola. Those are going to be some of the hardest hit communities. Blaisdell, South Buffalo will get in the mix as well. Tomorrow afternoon, now this is for my North Town friends, the Tonawandas, the snow desert up there in Amherst by UB. It looks like this is going to take a jog. There's very credible data that multiple runs, so the computer will compile everything, spit it out, and it will do it a few times a day. And it does look like it has been on this scenario that takes the snow band north of Buffalo. So that includes portions of Grand Island, possibly up to Wheatfield, the Tonawandas, inland towards East Amherst, and then that's going to be north of Clarence, maybe all the way to the southern Niagara County border by Rapids and Wolcottsville. And that's going to be an area that could get tagged for a few hours Tuesday afternoon. So it's not a certainty, but I'm mentioning it because there's enough credibility in this jog that it could happen, and I don't want those folks to have their guard totally down where they think that they're a stiff arm away from that lake snow band. This may take a jog and catch them.
When do you expect to have greater information on that possibility?
With each passing model run that comes out, I think this afternoon around 4 or 5, we'll have another suite of data that comes in. And then what we can do is compare a lot of those model runs with others, and you take out the biases. So some models are too strong every time, and they say, this is going to be the big one. And you have to kind of throw that out. Okay, sure, sure. Other ones are going to say, hey, this they take a jog. They over-exaggerate the jogs that the lake snow band takes, and you have to kind of take that away as well. So that's the human part of this, looking at the data, taking away the biases, coming up with a fairly refined forecast that you can feel confident in saying, here, drawing the box and saying, here's where the snow is going to be within that box. And so we'll have an opportunity to do that this evening between 4 and 5, then another one between 7 and 8 this evening, and then late evening, 10 to 11. So I keep this information constant as soon as that comes out, and I parse it. I always update social media.
Yes, you
do. And whenever you guys call, happy to hand that information off as well.
Yes, I receive your text with some appreciated degree of frequency. Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us on the Trocare College WBEN live line. WBEN Arthur Pressman traffic attorney news time is coming up on 2:20. And you spoke earlier about the temperatures getting back up to the 20s after midweek. After that, what's ahead? More frigidity or tropical weather in which fish will be swimming in the streets?
Well, I don't think the fish are going to be swimming anywhere anytime soon, given the ice that's now beginning to form on Lake Erie. But when we talk about temperatures, it's tough to keep in mind. This is January. It's cold. We know that. But the coldest temperatures of the year occur right now. This is the month, this in early February, where the average daytime high drops down to around 32 degrees. So we bounce into the 20s, And looking into the crystal ball past Saturday and Sunday, the temperatures really don't go much past the 20s. I'm not even seeing maybe a 32 in there Wednesday of next week, but there's not going to be this big shot of January thaw where people are going to say, hey, everything is melting off. It looks like whatever hits is going to stick for a while. And as a matter of fact, I see more opportunities for cold air through the, what is this now? We're
January 20th.
Wow, we're into February now as I'm looking at this. So around Wednesday the 29th, we got a little bounce. And then going past that, it gets cold for the beginning of the month in February. Another polar vortex shot, if you will, followed by this looks like about the most credible warmth I see is the mid-30s, a 40 coming our way. But that's not until the 3rd or 4th of February. So it's a little ways down the line.
Wow, that's just incredible. You alluded to this just a few moments ago, but in terms of our lake effect machine, Lake Erie.
Lake Erie was about 34% frozen. And then when you have the wind, it churns up the slush ice a little bit and shoves it along the edges. So it is continually freezing. And it freezes kind of, it produces slush ice. The slush ice becomes compacted, then it freezes, and the surface area of the lake slowly ends up being reduced. So the Toledo section is the shallowest portion of the lake. Lake Erie, if you ever looked at it, it's a kind of an elongated, horizontal, on an angle thing. It's everything Toledo to Cleveland freezes up pretty quickly. It's the center portion of the lake that is the deepest and open waters there. Those are the ones that stay open the longest. The lake is at 33 degrees. We have a lot of slush ice at this end of the lake. There's some ice behind the ice boom, not a ton of it. And so that's why we're still able to produce lake effect snow to the degree that we're doing right now, because we still have a majority of the open water that resides from Cleveland to Buffalo. It's really around the edges that we find the crust, but that is increasing daily.
And you know, Andy, it's so interesting because sitting in our Amherst studios on News Radio 930 WBEN, it's sunshine, but it's deceptive sunshine. President Trump alluded to that in some of his remarks about the deceptive Washington sunshine today, and was glad they moved everything inside the Capitol Rotunda. But we have deceptive sunshine in Amherst, and then you go outside and reality hits, and this a few miles south of here, the snow is coming down in great gales.
Yes, right. And it changes pretty rapidly. And I think that's the thing being able to speak to your listeners now is addressing those rapid changes and where they're coming. So don't be lulled into complacency if you have a little bit of sunshine right now, especially the south towns. If you have some running around to do between 5 and 7 p.m., that's when we're going to start to see the changes occur. And then when that snow intensifies, it just makes it extremely difficult to get from point A to point B. You're going to hear a lot about this, not from, you know, our local sources here, but you're going to see a snowstorm that skirts the shoreline of the Gulf of Mexico and clips northern Florida, not with just a flake or two, but they're going to have to buy a shovel down there and take care of it. Well, you know, unless they want to just wait for it to melt off. But this will be the most southern snow that we've reported in an extremely long time. I don't know if it's a decade or multiple decades, but northern Florida all the way along the Gulf Coast getting measurable snow this week. That's how far the cold has gone. It's not going to snow in Miami, but trust me, it's in the 50s and fairly unpleasant over the peninsula of Florida as well.
I believe, and this never happens, you may have misspoke. As you know, it is now the Gulf of America.
Has that officially been, is that done?
Well, I'm looking ahead into my crystal ball, and I'm just trying to be ahead of the times and hip and cool.
I didn't know if it got signed in already, but that will be, yeah, I'll have to certainly change that in my descriptions.
How about the Gulf formerly known as Mexico, like Prince did?
that'd be an interesting way to do it, too. Yeah, all the maps that'll have to change and all that, too. But that's how far south this cold air goes. It's a big deal, this cold shot.
Okay, and for those who wish to stay in touch with the every movement of Andy Parker and every movement of the weather, what number should they call so they can make sure that they're all registered in?
You got it. You can send a text. It's very easy. All I have to do is send the word weather, W-E-A-T-H-E-R. Text that to 503 Andy. That's 503-2639 on your phone. Put it in there, save it, and you'll get a forecast right back. If you have a question, you can text that as well.
I was hoping that President Trump was going to say they're going to rename it to Mount Parker, but McKinley beat you out, so I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I think so. That's all right.
Thank you, Andy.
You got it, Tom.
Meteorologist Andy Parker joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN. Always grateful for his time.